InfoSec and the CyberWork Hacks podcast want to help you pass the CCNA exam. So for today's hack, let's talk boot camps. The CCNA is an intimidating exam, especially if you're trying to go it alone, just you and your self-study book at home. That's why I'd like to introduce you to InfoSec CCNA bootcamp instructor, Wilfredo Lance. Wilfredo will explain what the InfoSec 5-day CCNA bootcamp is like, the learning and memorizing strategies you'll employ while you're doing it, and all of the ways that bootcamp training can help you pass on the first try. Wilfredo helps his students with every single networking question they have, and students who commit to those 5 intensive days will see big results. But to learn more about this, you have to keep it right here for another CyberWork Hack. Hey, welcome to a new episode of CyberWork Hacks. The purpose of this spinoff of our popular CyberWork podcast is to take a single fundamental question and give you a quick, clear, and actionable solution, or a new insight into how to utilize InfoSec products and training to achieve your work and career goals. To that end, today's guest, Wilfredo Lance, is an InfoSec instructor, and among his many areas of expertise, he is our bootcamp instructor for Cisco's foundational IT certification, the Cisco Certified Network Associate, otherwise known as the CCNA. So for today's CyberWork Hack, Wilfredo is going to take us on a guided tour of what it's like to actually take an InfoSec CCNA certification bootcamp. If you've been wondering about this, this is the one to check out. So welcome, Wilfredo.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be on.
So Wilfredo, just to get everyone on the same page, can you briefly explain the difference between bootcamp training for a certification versus the more common approaches of, say, taking an academic course or just doing self-study at home?
Sure. Actually, I also do some of this training at the college level.
Okay.
Where a training like the CCNA takes a full semester.
Right.
Of the three options, the self-study may be the most challenging one because that requires a great amount of discipline. You may be more isolated, no interaction with a group, you know, learning together, no like a trainer guiding the program. So that may be very, very challenging. Very few people are successful doing the self-study approach. The college level approach, which again, I also have experience with that, is kind of for a different crowd, right? So when you do the college level, it takes 10, 12 weeks to go over the whole program. It's a slow approach to cover the whole content. The people, you know, come twice a week, do some homework, go back. So one of the challenges of doing that at the college level within a semester is that you have to remain concentrated for several weeks. You know, on the topic to be able to, at the end of the semester, then try to get the certification. So again, some people are successful doing it that way.
Yep.
But when you need the certification, when you want to really, that's your main, you know, purpose and objectives, the boot camp, it may be the best approach because you do a 5 days intensive training. And if you concentrate during those 5 days on the system that we have, because we have a system to get people through the program and get certified, then most people are successful with the boot camp. 5 days, concentration, working hard, day and night, day five, you get your certification.
Okay, so sort of walk me through those 5 days. Can you give us a sense of the schedule and how much of each day is spent on different domains of the exam and what you'll be working on from day to day?
Yeah, absolutely. 5 days. So as we mentioned, there are 6 domains, right? And the first 3 domains, the network fundamentals and the network access and IP connectivity, those first 3 domains are almost 70% of the exam, 65%.
Okay.
So we spend the first 3 days on those domains. The boot camp is lab driven. So what we do from day one, we start building a lab. And then we do a lot of commands, a lot of labs. And then from day one, we tell everybody that they have access to the practice questions. So at any time during the bootcamp, a student is allowed to come up and say, hey, I saw this question number 41. I do not understand it. I do not get it. Can we go over? And we just put it up there. And in most cases, we're able to lab it up. We do a lab. So yes. To say, okay, why B is correct? And we do the lab and we demonstrate why A, C, and D are wrong. And that gives people confidence. You see, if you see it, you believe it. Okay, I get it. And that's the way we run the bootcamp, right? With demos and demonstrations of the questions on the labs. And so the first 3 days are basically those three domains. The last 2 days are for the other three domains. Domain number four, which is IP services, and number five, which is network security, and domain number six, which is automation and programmability. All along the way, during the day, we run the labs, the practice questions, and the students do review of more practice questions during the evening. If there are questions there that are not clear, they will come back, ask those questions in class. It's very helpful for the whole group. By day five, ready to go.
Ready to go. So as you sort of alluded to, unlike some other IT and security exams, CCNA requires you to understand a tactile and three-dimensional thing, and namely a computer network and all its routers and switches. And in the real world requires hands-on learning. So with these boot camps, do students need to bring any special equipment or tools to help them absorb the concepts here, or is everything sort of provided in-house?
It is provided in-house. So we do not need physical equipment, as there are very good simulators out there, right? We use the Packet Tracer, we use GNS3. Those are excellent simulators that allows you to run all the commands, all the configurations that we need to pass exam.
Okay. And now do you go right from day five of the boot camp into taking the exam, or do people take a few days off to give their brain time to cool off, or do you just sort of like generally run right into it right as soon as you're done with your last practice exam?
My recommendation is to take the exam right after the boot camp. On day five, you finish, you walk into the exam. I mean, that's what I highly recommend. Okay. Now, that applies to people that during that week remain concentrated on the boot camp. They did their homework, they did their practice questions, they run the labs, and so on. Now, things happen, right? If somebody is not able to do that during the week because they have other issues, other things to do, then they may need an extra few days to complete preparation. But again, best approach, take the exam right after the boot camp on day five.
Great. So one last question here. In considering taking a boot camp for certification exam study, Wilfredo, what advice or evidence can you give to listeners who are wondering if a boot camp is their best option for learning this material?
Well, the advantage of the boot camp is the concentration time that you dedicate to that. If you really spend 5 days there, right, doing labs, practice questions, your mind get all into the topics, right? Yes. So you get really into that in a way that it's all fresh in your head. So you go to take the exam and you've been doing this for 5 days, 100% day and night. So doing it in a longer period of time may be a little more distracting. It will require you to remain concentrated for a longer period of time. And the best evidence is a successful passing rate that we have on the boot camps. More people pass the exam by taking the boot camp than other approaches.
Fabulous. All right. Well, Wilfredo Lenz, thank you for touring us, pulling the curtains back on your CCNA boot camp. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Chris.
And thank you all for watching this episode. If you enjoyed this video and felt that it helped you or that might help your colleagues, please share it with them, or whether person to person or on forums or on your social media accounts. We'd love to see when you're hyping it up on out in the world there. And definitely subscribe to our podcast feed and YouTube page. We got lots more material just like this. If you type in cyber work and InfoSec into any of these places, you'll be well on your way. We're all anywhere you want to be. There's plenty more to come. And if you have any topics that you want us to cover in future, drop them in the comments below. I read them all and I love to see them. So until then, we will see you next time. And as always, happy learning. How about some free cybersecurity training resources for you and your team? Just go to infosecinstitute.com/free to get ebooks, training guides, and more than 100 cybersecurity training courses, all free for CyberWork listeners. Go to infosecinstitute.com/free and start learning crucial new skills today.